Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Ring with Omenasa. This is a show where I encourage and I know that you will win. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in to Ring Omenasa here. Today is October 22nd, 2022. And I hope that all is well with you. How are you doing today? God bless you. And so today we are talking about the glory and the manifestation of God. God is very, very awesome, but you're not even going to realize this really until you go through certain types of situations. And it's just going to dawn on you. It's just going to dawn on you that God is really, really good. I am so sorry. Like, I have just a little bit of distraction in my background. So just give me a few seconds. Okay. So these past few weeks, right, has been something else. But, I mean, nothing was as crazy as last week. And today ends this week that I'm talking about. So I got really, really sick. I received some bad news left and right. I mean, just so much weight on my shoulders. And I thank God for people who are spiritual and people who understand, people who have the understanding that life is spiritual, and people who have the understanding of when someone is being attacked by the enemy. And so what I love about my show is that it's a variety. So we flip all the way from self-help to politics to women to men. And today is to spirituality. It is religious. And there is none other than to talk about the glory and manifestation of God other than Evangelist Celeste. She prayed with me a few days ago. She has been fasting and praying for me. And there was actually a season that she had fasted for me, and literally the next day, God answered that, like the next day. So this is a woman of God. She is 76 years old, so she's been there, done that, okay? So everything that is coming out of her mouth has been tried, tested, and true. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Evangelist Celeste. Hi, Miss Celeste.
Hi, sweetheart. Can you hear me? Because I can't hear too good on this end.
I can hear you. We all can hear you. God bless you for being here today, ma'am.
Well, thank you. Well, first of all, Lady Omenasa, I'd like to say thank you that I consider it an honor and a blessing that you have asked me to be on your radio show. And without further ado, I'm going to go forth and let you know what the Lord has done for me. I pray that it will encourage those in the audience. First of all, I am a walking miracle. I am a walking miracle. In December 2021, I was diagnosed with COVID, and I was at death's door, literally at death's door. I laid in Cleveland Clinic's hospital on the COVID floor in ICU for a number of days. God finally transferred me off of the COVID floor into a regular room. I was placed on oxygen from December 2021 until February 2022. My lungs were functioning at only 40%, and the doctors and the nurses had wanted to intubate me. However, my sister in Christ, Evangelist Melinda Fallon from Washington, D.C., flew in to be at my bedside. And she refused to allow them to intubate me. They told her that if she did not allow them to intubate me, that I would die. But she knew that the saints were praying, and they were believing that God would intervene no matter what the doctors wanted to do. And what the doctors don't know, they don't know it all, hallelujah, because God gave them the knowledge. So all the knowledge and healing comes from the Lord. So I want you to know that they wanted to intubate me. But I want you to know that within hours, I guess it was about 3 hours, I'm not sure, God brought my oxygen level up to 90%. Now, from 40% what it was, up to 90%, the Lord did that without any intubation. Now, during my illness, I couldn't talk above a whisper. I lost 20 pounds. I lost some of my memory, and I lost some of my hair. Now, to this day, all of my memory is not like it used to be because COVID has taken a lot of it from me. But I thank God that I'm still here. God had his way. Hallelujah. The devil wanted to take me out, but the Lord said not so. Now, before that happened, I want to take you back. On Christmas Day, December 25th, I called several people. Listen to me. I called several people and told them that I had only 3 hours to live. Can you imagine calling several people from the hospital and telling them that you have only hours to live? But you know what? I didn't know what I was doing. I was delirious when I made those calls. I didn't know what I was saying. And I did not even know. Now, when I was transferred to the rehab, I noticed that some patients had to wear diapers. So they transferred me out of Cleveland Clinic to the rehab. I was shocked. I found out that I wasn't able to walk. I had to depend on the STNAs for changing me. When I had to urinate or make a bowel movement, I had to depend upon somebody else to take care of me. And one of the youngest people there was only 17 years of age. Now here I am, 76, and I had to depend on someone else. It was heartbreaking. And it was humiliating to have to depend upon others for my personal needs. But, oh, the Lord allowed me to learn some lessons through that experience. During those days, I learned the lessons about humility. I learned about being content in whatsoever state I was. I learned about being thankful, and I want you to know I learned how to eat cold food when it was supposed to be hot. Cold oatmeal, cold tea, supposed to be hot, cold meat, but I learned a lesson. 75% of the food was horrible. And 25% was edible. But you know what the Lord did for me? Throughout all this, all my being at the hospital, all my being at the rehab, God gave me 3 scriptures to sustain me. One scripture he gave me was Philippians, the New Testament, chapter 4, verse 11. Another scripture he gave me was 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. And the last scripture he gave me was Psalm 119 and 71. That particular scripture, I want to tell you, stuck with me because it speaks about, David was speaking about, it's good. It is good that I have been afflicted. I'm just paraphrasing it. So that I might know the statutes of the Lord. So when I went through this COVID experience, I want you to know it has brought my faith to another level. I've been healed before of things, but never like this, never like this. So it was good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might know the statutes of the Lord. I might know what God can do. We never know what the Lord can do until we go through. So even I want to say this, if you're going through anything, I don't care how bad it is, trust God, believe God, he will bring you through. He said we have not because we ask not. It doesn't matter about the material things. When I was in that hospital and the COVID and the rehab, I wasn't worried about any material things. It was Jesus. I was hanging between life and death. Last but not least, I literally, and I do mean literally, I had to learn to walk all over again at the age of 76. Just like a baby when they're going up the steps. Right now that I'm home, I go up the steps sometimes like a baby, trying to crawl up the steps. And I go down the steps sometimes like a baby. Because sometimes I'm too tired, but I can walk. I was in that hospital, and I had to use a walker and a wheelchair. Never did I have to use a wheelchair. Never did I have to use a walker until COVID came. But I had to learn to use that walker. I had to learn to use manually. It wasn't a wheelchair that you could just push a button and just go on about your business. I had to manually push that wheel backwards and forward. Then I was going back and forth to the rehab. And when my foot wasn't working right and my feet weren't working out right, I said, Lord, help me. Help me. And I want you to know I began putting one foot before the other. Every time I put one foot before the other, I literally said, the nurses heard me. The people that were helping me, they heard me. In the name of Jesus. I literally said that. In the name of Jesus. And I was able to put one foot before the other. And I thank God. I kept calling on Jesus. I kept depending on Jesus. And I knew the Lord was going to bring me out. I knew he was going to bring me out. I didn't have any doubt. I knew he was going to bring me out. And when I said in the name of Jesus, I was able to put one foot before the other. I was finally able to walk again. Hallelujah. And I want you to know that the Lord brought me out. I want you to know that I give all of the glory to the Lord for everything that he's done for me, bringing me back from death's door when I did not even know I was there. And I am truly a walking miracle, and to God be all the glory. God bless everyone on the line. Thank you.
Wow, that is amazing. That is such an amazing testimony, and it's all encompassing. You know, it reminds us that we are not our own. Our ability to even pee is by the grace of God. Just to pee, to have a bowel movement, even the ability or the availability of eating hot food, it's not a guarantee.
So
to
true.
Eat hot, like something
so
that
true.
Is so basic, something that it takes granted. And you know that the food is supposed to be hot, but what? Like, are you going to go down to the kitchen in the hospital and microwave it yourself? Are you going to keep calling them and have them spit in your food when you're already sick? You just endure it and you eat it, right? You know,
that's right.
Like there's something that's already paid for, something that is your right. You know, but even though it is your right, the ability, the execution of that right is still by the grace of God for everything
Amen.
To pan out the way that it's supposed to be. You know, so your life is truly the epitome of God's manifestative glory. You know,
yes.
I think that he showed you who he is in all facets. Now, you were saying that you were delirious. Like, I've been sick and I've been ill, and I've been ill to the point of death. I don't think that you were delirious. Like, I really think that you were really at death's door. And whatever you were seeing in the spirit was what you were carrying out in actually making all of those phone calls, because that really was what was going to happen. And God just made sure it didn't happen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And you know
Thank
what?
You,
like
Lord.
You were talking about, because you've gone through all of this, you know, even though you're 76 years old, as long as we have breath, God keeps on testing us. He keeps on taking us from glory to glory, you know. And your anointing is different. Like, would you mind sharing if you have noticed a difference in your anointing? Because I have. But do you mind sharing if you've noticed that you're different through that situation? I'm talking about spiritually now.
Well, to be honest with you, Omenisa, I have noticed a difference. The Lord has, glory to God. Through this COVID experience, he has taken me to another level. I'm trusting him more. I hate to say it, but I really think I can go through about anything. I mean, you got to be careful what you speak. The Lord has done so much for me, and not only has he done it for me, he's given me faith for other people when they're going through, to let them believe God. I've prayed for others, and he's blessed them, which I'm truly thankful for. But when he blessed me, it was something for me. It's like, Celeste, you're 76, but this is I'm taking you to another level. And I've noticed it. A couple of months ago, I think back in May, I was asked to speak in Columbus, Ohio. And to be honest with you, I really didn't think I could speak, because I was still weak from COVID. And but when the Lord wants you to do something, and I want to be obedient to the Lord, I don't care what the enemy throws in me. I don't care how many stumbling blocks. I don't care even what he attacks me with, because there have been some attacks since I've had COVID, before I've had to speak. But I'm trusting in the Lord. So my trust is in the Lord. I was someplace, and I think I had to speak at my church. I was literally sick hours before I got up to speak. I had to pray and ask the Lord, help me to stand up before your people and bring the word, no matter what the enemy was throwing at me. And you know what? He did it. Before I spoke, I was weak as water, The Lord gave me strength to stand up before the people, to bring the word, and then to have a healing line for people that needed to be healed or saved. And after everything was over with, the Lord blessed, he anointed me, and I thank him for it. Soon as I sat down, the enemy came in and attacked me again. But that didn't matter to me. I had done what the Lord had me to do. And the same thing happened when I went to speak at the church in Columbus, Ohio. So, yes, I've noticed a change. I've noticed a change. And even now, the Lord is still dealing with me. He's still bringing me through things. One thing he's doing is bringing back my memory a little more, and I thank the Lord for that. So there is anointing. But, see, sometimes we need to remember it. Where it's a new level, it's a new devil. Go to a new level, there is a new devil. So I thank the Lord for that. And I want to say to you all also, before COVID hit me, I had not taken my shots. And I did not think that COVID was going to touch me. But God, see, his ways are not our ways. His ways are not our ways. We can think something's not going to touch us. But if we're in the Lord and we're following the dictates of the Spirit, we can depend on the Lord to bring us out. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Many. But the Lord will deliver them out of them all. That's a promise.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That's a promise.
I like that you were humble. I like that you were humble to say that, because a lot of ministers, a lot of pastors, a lot of religious people, and I am religious as well, but because I happen to be in the medical field, so I'm not that extreme, you know, but a lot of people in ministry, you know, I don't think that they think that they're invincible, but I just think, because my father too says it, even now, as old as he is and the challenges that he's had in his health, like he says, oh no, my name is this and this can't touch me and this, and yes, but their preventive measures, their preventive measures out there, you know, taking like the vaccination or there are preventive, like this case, this was, there were and still are preventive measures, but just sitting down and thinking that something is not going to catch you, you know, as long as you're human, could catch you. It could catch you, and then now we got to go through this whole thing of wrestling and testing God and all that. And I know that that's not what happened with you, Miss Celeste, but a lot of Christians fall into the category of now having to test God because they purposely did not do what they were supposed to do. They did not take preventive measures, you know. So I really love your humility in saying that you never thought that it would catch you, and it did, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, and the thing of it is, you know, I said, Lord, I'm living for you, and I'm dependent on you, and I don't have one foot in the world and another foot in the church. You know, that's another thing I want to share. It's very important that we realize when we get on the Lord's side, it's on his side. We don't be half-stopping, one foot in the church and one foot in the world and doing what the world, because the Bible tells us, if we love the world, we're an enemy of God. And we are in the world, but we're not supposed to be of the world. You know?
So
and I really held on to that.
Wow.
Pardon? Hello?
No, I was agreeing with you. Like, you know, like just being one with God and not two-stepping, like you were saying, so that when it's time for God to fight for us, he knows that he's fighting for somebody on his side.
Right, right. That's it. That's it. And, you know, if we're not careful, Omenasa, we can if the Lord brings us out, I mean, if the Lord saves us, I mean, really saves us, that's a whole nother story, because you're talking to somebody that has been out there doing my thing, the drinking, the smoking, the partying, delving into witchcraft. Oh, I mean, I've done it all. But when the Lord saved me and he sanctified me and filled me with the Holy Ghost, I've been saved, and then the Lord since I was 27, you know. And the Lord has brought me through that. He's brought me through a bad marriage and through divorce and the whole nine yards. But God, I wouldn't trade him for anything. And I'm living to live again. I know I'm here, 76 years old. I know I'm here. But the Lord has me here for a reason. And I want to do everything that he wants me to do before I close my eyes. I don't want him to say, depart from me. I know you're not. So I'm living to live again. And we're going to have things. When this COVID is over, I know it's going to be something else down the road. But I'm going to be ready for it because the Lord has really, really proven himself to me. And these trials only come to make us strong. The Lord's not trying to beat us up. And no, he loves us. And he also says, whomever he loves, he chastens. Doesn't he say that in a word? Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I can't hear you too well.
Hello?
But if he loves us, he chastens us.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be quiet now.
Yeah.
I got sort of stirred up, but I'm finished. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me.
Yes, yes. And you know, like
thank
when God
you so
does
much,
something like
Miss O'Menisa. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're welcome. Like, we can't
thank
help
so
but
much
just
for...
talk about, like, we can't help but just talk about how good God is, you know, like when we've come out of the trenches of hell, you know, in the plot of Satan. So, you know, so I do understand. So I understand where your zest is coming from. And I'm really looking forward to seeing you doing very, very great and mighty things in 2023. I know that God has called you for such a time as this, and he took you yet through another tunnel, you know, so that your messages and everything could be more authentic and raw, you know, and that's where you are now. So God bless you for your availability. That's the word, for your availability. To him.
Well, thank you.
Yourself.
Pray for me. You pray for me, Lady O'Menisa. Please pray for me.
Well, all is well with you. You will continue to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. You are whole. Your mind is whole. Your memory is whole. Your breathing, your thinking, your smell, your sense of taste. Everything is whole in the name of Jesus, and you have been released to go forth and to speak life,
yes.
Complete life,
yes.
Into the lives of people. And as you have made yourself available to God, God has made himself available to you, and that means that people will also make themselves available to you. We actually have 30 seconds now, so Ms. Celeste, God bless you. Amen to our prayers, and thank you so much for being here. Until next time, everybody, y'all can get in touch with Miss Celeste, and just look at the show notes and you'll be able to see her number if you want counseling, or if you want her to pray with you. Actually, her phone number is 202-903-6983. Everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. God bless you. Bye-bye.
God bless you, Lady O'Menisa. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.